Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Conservation Director Steve Anderson about their most recent board meeting.
I guess first on the agenda was a discussion on the WCRF grants. So what can you tell me about what you talked about there?
The Washington County Conservation Board will be submitting a grant request to the Washington County Riverboat Foundation for upgrading our Kiwi crossing of the Kiwash Nature Trail, and we're very thankful the Washington County engineer has been assisting us in the design and stuff of this thing, and we now have a design that we're attempting to go forward with, and we're hoping that the Washington County Riverboat Foundation will partner with us.
What was the amount of the grant that you're requesting?
We are requesting $27,846. Our local match will be $10,000 actual dollars, and then the in-kind engineering expenses.
Where is the Kiwi Avenue crossing?
Those who are familiar with the Kiwash Nature Trail, after you go across the Crooked Creek Bridge, it is the area where a trestle is removed. So right now the trail actually comes down, goes onto a dirt road, and then comes back up the other side. And we've been having major issues with it right there. That is a mud road, and no matter how much we try to fix it, there's so much water going through there that we haven't been able to correct it, and this does correct it. And so it's probably the worst place on the Kiwash Nature Trail currently, and when we're done, we're confident that it'll be corrected. It'll be both right and it'll be ADA compliant even, so it'll be a really good thing.
So the next thing on there is you reviewed and set user fees for 2017 reservation starting on October 1st. Did you change the user fees, and what are the fees that that's referring to?
The Washington County Conservation Board has a number of things that we charge fees for, which are various shelter reservations, camping fees, and like our dumping fees and all of those things. And each year, what the Washington County Conservation Board is, we research all the other similar fees that are charged in our whole region and compare them. And it was determined that our fees are very much in line with the rest of the region, and therefore there won't be a change for 2017.
Now, as far as the project updates are concerned, what are the current project statuses for those for starting with Mar Park?
At Mar Park, one of the exciting things that in a strong need was we are needing to upgrade some of our picnic tables, and we have a $10,000 budget item for that this year. At the previous meeting, the County Conservation Board had reviewed what picnic tables to consider and had made some decisions, and they have now been ordered. Basically, we'll be replacing some of the tables in some of our rental buildings, which are in dire need, and also we're going to try some new things and see how they work out. So we're looking forward to getting that in place. And then also, we are going to create an ADA compliant, which means for handicapped people, camping pad here at Mar Park. And so we have now selected or suggested that the site's going to be number 15 out here. And we selected that because it's got all the new modern electricity, and then it ties in well to get people to the existing facilities like the bathrooms and things. So we've done that as well. And the third thing that happens every year is we inspect the Mar Park residents to determine its need and make sure that we keep it, you know, so we don't end up with great big bills. And actually, we found not very many issues with it right now. We're continuing to monitor a lot of things, but actually, the residents' needs are somewhat limited right now, which is a good thing. Another project that we have budgeted and been involved with, at Sockham Ridge, we are working on an area towards the north central area of the timber, and we've been through several public meetings relating to this. We are looking at doing some understory reduction using a combination of we're going to outsource some of that to do some timber stand improvement, meaning we're going to remove some of the understory trees in order to make the timber more open and set the stage for better regeneration so that we can be sure our grandkids have a great oak timber to walk in someday. So last night they did approve. We got two quotes for doing that, and they approved the low quote to accomplish that on about 14 acres out there between now and next April so that we can avoid any conflict with the Indiana bat restrictions. And there at Foster Woods was the final update that we provided, and on it, we continue to move forward towards, we have held some public meetings, including going up to Wellman, and have created a plan to do some understory forest enhancement to remove a total of 39 trees with any proceeds that are generated, then going back to do further enhancements. For the next meeting, we're going to be writing a grant to raise that pond about 2 feet and start doing some updates in that direction. So that was what was approved last night, was to start moving forward with.
All right. Sounds like you guys got a lot accomplished.
We did. It was an excellent meeting. Like I say, we're blessed to have such a good board to work with. They did a wonderful job of coming in prepared and making very good, appropriate decisions, I think.
Well, anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
We had a good meeting, and it's been a really good month, and we're going to move on forward, and hopefully everyone will stay in support and things will keep going well.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Steve Anderson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.